Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. I am Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Well, in today's world of virtual delivery, if you're interested in learning more about some of our leadership training, coaching that we're doing virtually, whether it's the five levels of leadership, the 360-degree leader, or even some different competencies that you or your team may be struggling with, we would love for you to visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. Give us your information there. We'll follow back up with you. Or if you want a learner's guide to download for today's episode, Perry created that for you, and you can find that there as well. As you know, we're in a series right now of covering different shifts that a leader needs to make as they go through their career. And John wrote a book called Leader Shift, and Perry dove into a couple of these that really meant a lot to him and aligned with what he's hearing right from the field, his coaching calls. He was in some businesses just last week and having conversations. And so this is real-time stuff, what people are dealing with. And so I love the fact that we're just applying these to some principles and hopefully giving you some tips and tools to help you through that. Today's topic is the reproduction shift from ladder climbing to ladder building. Take it away, Perry.
Right. Yes. So this comes up on a coaching call. They don't know to say this. This is they kind of describing a situation they're having with influencing their team or engaging their team. And what I figure out through some questioning is something I learned myself that as a, I worked hard as a salesperson. I got promoted to be a sales manager. And as I think back, one of the first goals I had after becoming a sales manager was looking at my next promotion. Mm-hmm. Where am I going next? Where would that be? What would I need to do to get there? This is known as ladder climbing, and we're all probably familiar with that. I'm going to climb the ladder of leadership. It's a natural thing to think. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do that.
But I
love where John's thinking was here. It really helped me apply to some of the coaching calls we have. That if you're thinking about that, if that's your only focus, you're making the leadership really about you and not about taking others to a higher level. I think that's where we want to go with the not just ladder climbing, but how do we build ladders for others?
And it's easy for us to get caught up in our own ladder, right? Like in the flesh behind every leader, right? It's like, to your point, you get a promotion, you're excited. You're like, okay, where am I going next? What's the next promotion? And so we tend to think about our own ladders versus helping others build their ladders and increase our influence and increase their influence. And so the shift that we're really making here and John's talking about in leadership is going from being personally successful to really helping others succeed and to building that culture. Again, I'm telling you, everything that we talk about, Perry and I want to make sure that these are things and tips and tools that will help you with your leadership culture. And if you get this shift and this change and this mindset from being personally successful to helping others be successful, you'd be amazed at what happens in the culture of the team that you have. And it makes me think about, we mentioned this previously too, it's just all over a lot of these shifts, is John's book, The Leader's Greatest Return. He's not talking about a financial return and investment. He's talking about the fact that, hey, man, when we help other people become successful, then there's no doubt about it that that's a great return for us as a leader. And then also my last comment there is that I think as we help others become successful, it becomes easier for us as leaders to find that next rung on the ladder for us to step up as well. And so I'm not saying put away your career desires and dreams and you're not going to be climbing the ladder, but I just want you to change your focus. And I think that's what John's saying here with this shift.
Yeah, and it really doesn't, the logic that we think we're kind of raised to go for the next level personally. But if I turn my attention away from me, as you're saying, to invest in the lives of others and make them successful, it raises their level of engagement, their level of buy-in with me and what we're trying to do, which then makes me look better and actually makes, as you're saying, that next level for me even easier without me actually focusing on the next level. I'm focused on the team.
Yeah.
John, in typical form, makes this, it's not just this big leap from climbing your ladder to building another ladder. He lays out a kind of a four-step process for this. And I like us probably talk about each of them just briefly. But we're really so consumed with level one, which is the ladder climbing, that we fail to see the other three, which would be you go from ladder climbing to ladder holding,
yeah,
to ladder extending, to ladder building. Give me some comments on
that. Leave it up to John to make this simple for you and I to be able to talk about. Again, simple to talk about, not simple to execute and to live out, right? But I think these give you great visuals. And ladder climbing is good, but when you say ladder climbing, I automatically think about motion, right? But that's not what all of what he's talking about in regards to you just continuing to climb your ladder. It's really a season of where you're at in a particular situation, particular influence or leadership. And I want you to, when you're in ladder climbing, this is where you work on your strengths, you understand your weaknesses, you make sure that they're not fatal flaws to the organization. This is where you develop your credibility as a leader. You're continuing to work hard, set the example. Leadership is a visual sport, helps you get to the next level. And then you want to make sure, and this, I think this is so key, that you value those who are holding your ladder. Now, we're going to explain as we go through this, the next one, ladder holding. But, man, it's so important to understand that your ladder just didn't show up one day and you started climbing up the ladder. And I want you to value those that are holding your ladder.
It does often get missed when you think about how you got to where you are, who is holding the ladder for me.
Yeah.
And if I don't recognize that, it's going to make it a little difficult for me to see how I become a ladder holder for someone else. A ladder holder, they really are the type of leader that wonder how high someone else could go with a little help from me. Yes. Mm. And you know that these are leaders that want more for their people than they want from their people. Yeah. When I thought about that, I thought, what is it I want from my people? No, I want for my people to do that. That's really a mindset shift there. These are, if you're a ladder holder, you really have a servant leader mindset. I'm viewing others as really more important than me. I look for the potential in others. So now when I'm leading, I'm not just trying to get something from you. I want something for you, and I'm looking to see what are your strengths and what is your potential. And they know in the back of their mind, I think you know that helping others does in fact help you, especially if you're the leader on that. Have you had a ladder holder in your past?
Absolutely, and I want to just build off that last comment, is making sure that you do that with the right motive.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's right. Good. Like you're not necessarily just doing it because you know that it'll benefit you. It's a byproduct of it, and as long as you have the right motive of that. I want to stop too, and this just came to my mind, when you were talking about four, right, that you're for them. Yeah. A little teaser here, exciting news coming down the road here for the content of organizations and leaders around the world. Perry and I and the content team, we're working with one of our executives that's joined the team, Jeff Henderson, and has an incredible model about, as a leader, what do you stand for? As an organization, what are you for? Are you for your people? Are you for your community? Are you for your team? And so exciting things to come about that. That's going to definitely help your culture. But the way you said that...
Well, I wrote it in all caps. So,
And the way you gazed across the room at me with the microphone, I was like, I got to say something about this. But
right.
So absolutely. Here's what I think that this quote comes to mind. And I have seen it before, I've repeated it, but Isaac Newton has a quote. Now, this is related to science, okay? So I know where he was going around science, but it's so appropriate for us as leaders. And it says, if I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of others. Hmm. And that's what we're talking about right here. We're using the word ladders as a word picture. I just... replace the ladder with an individual, but that's what's happening, right? Like we're standing on the shoulders of other people that have gone before us in order to be able to do what we're doing. I think about a lot of leaders that I've worked for that I give examples of. Obviously you and I both are standing on the shoulders of John Maxwell.
That's right.
With this platform and being able to kind of just share what we're learning and what are we hearing about leadership. When I think about this, I think about the things that people that have done this for me and held that ladder, allowed me to stand on their shoulders. Man, they believed in me. They challenged me with prompting questions, you know. Then they equipped me. But I think the biggest thing at this level, what we're talking about, was they allowed me to see further. Give me an example. I think about, like, going up the ladder. I'm afraid of heights, by the way. And I look out and I go, oh, like, that's where we're going. Like, I get it now. And then I come back down my ladder and I'm able to lead a little bit differently, a little more effectively, because that individual held that ladder for me and I was able to see a little bit further in certain situations inside the organization or situations or with people that maybe I hadn't before. And I think when I think about that, I'm challenged myself saying, okay, am I doing that to people on my team? Am I holding that ladder to where I'm letting them see what I see that they can't see right now, but I need to be doing that because that's part of the process. And so it's challenging that I just ask you that question that you're listening to this. Like, are you doing that with people on your team, allowing them to see what you see as a leader, even though they can't see it right now? And that's part of that process of holding the ladder.
I'm thinking about a leader that I had, a very senior guy that I worked for, that saw something in me, the potential, I guess, and then started, didn't have this word picture then, but he was really holding a ladder for me to see more, to see potential, to see the future that he saw for me, and navigate me through the senior leadership ranks as I progressed. And that leads to, if a ladder holding is, where could someone go with a little help from you? Then ladder extending would be number three, and it says, how far could people go with a lot of help from me? And this is the type of leader that would then, I'm going to use the word empower. They empower people to go to the next level. They become a mentor or a guide in a specific area that they could help them in. This leader is obviously very humble, very approachable, because they're giving you their influence and extending you out to a higher position. I've noticed they ask great questions. They're trying to pull from me to make that. I actually have a guy that we're coaching right now that is a very high-level leader. But he is always searching with his executive team. He has six or seven executives that report to him, that he's looking for ways to provide help to them to extend their ladder. He definitely holding the ladder for each of them, but he's also looking for specific ways individually to help those individuals climb to the next level. I always found that very admirable, that he's already the top guy. It's his company. He can do what he wants, but he thinks so much of the senior team, he'll extend that ladder for them. And it's really a great gift that he's given them.
Helping them extend their influence, right? Like, absolutely love that. And here's, I think about, I don't know if Andy Stanley's the original person that said this quote, but I've heard this before and I heard Andy said it, where it's hey, do for one what you wish you could do for many. So on your team, who are those individuals, men or women, who are those individuals that you need to be extending that ladder to be able to extend their influence? You see potential in them, and you become very intentional about mentoring, teaching, and extending their ladder. Well, that leads us to the fourth part of this process that we're taking you through, that John's taking you through in this shift, and that is what John calls ladder building. Can I help someone build their own ladder? And what I love about this is, when we talk about people development and what we do with organizations around the world, this is what we talk about. This is the piece that's missing, to where people climb ladders, right? People hold ladders, people extend it, but then it's like, are we really helping them build ladders that might replace our ladder? And so that's why I love this, because we're challenging you as leaders, saying, can you help somebody in your circle of influence right now build their own ladder? This is where you give another individual with influence, another leader, permission, encouragement, and empowerment to create their own ladder. It's going to look different than your ladder. It's going to be a different color. It's going to be a different shape, different steps, but you release them to do that. And I love the thought of that when it comes to reproducing leaders.
Yeah. Well, I had that happen to me. I was worked for a guy. He was a high flyer. He was going places, doing things, but he took the time. Again, I didn't have this wording to not only hold the ladder for me, extend the ladder, but he allowed me to help me to build the ladder. He gave me a promotion. After working for him for some time, he promoted me to a level that made me a peer with him. I had never seen this before. Most of the time, my leader would leave, and then I might assume their position, but they weren't there. This guy was there, promoted me, and I'll never forget, there was this executive office area, and I went from having an office out in the along the wall to over in the executive area across from him. But how weird is this, that he would see potential in me, hold that ladder, offer me his influence, do the mentoring, coaching, bringing me along, investing in me, challenging me, inviting me to the table, and then promote me to be a peer with him. And then later he left, and I actually went up again, took his role when he did leave. I thought, oh my stars, this is, we combined roles. I got the two combined roles. It was it's just unheard of, especially in that company, that you there was a certain way you did that. This guy just saw something different and made it memorable and meaningful for me that he was going to use his influence to put me up.
Okay. That story right there is that leader's greatest return of his time and investment in you as a leader. And that's what I want everybody that's listening to think about. Like, we need to be doing that for those that are currently under our influence. So, you know, if you're investing in developing other leaders, they in turn are going to invest in developing other leaders. Now, that may sound like it was a little bit of a run-on sentence. It might have been. And that's okay. But what we're trying to get you to understand is you've got to model the behavior of what you expect from them after they've received that gift, after they've received the opportunity to step up that ladder. So you hold a ladder, you extend a ladder, and you help build a ladder so that others can then start the journey themselves. It's much more than you having that personal inward focus of just climbing your own ladder.
Right. And I'll let you wrap it up, but I like what you said about intentional effort. This is not something that happens by accident.
Right.
You actually have to do that. And I don't know if you ever thought as you go to close about who do you build a ladder for? Not everybody, obviously, but right. How do you identify that person?
Yeah. Everybody on your team needs to have a growth plan. You need to add value to them. You need to value them personally. But not everybody on your team can or wants to be developed. We tend to lean towards the Pareto principle, where it's 20% of your team that you can look at and identify and begin to ask yourself questions. Are they hungry to learn and grow? Do they have capacity for where you think they can go? And do they have the right values alignment inside your organization? By the way, we're talking about leadership culture and all of our, if you want to make sure you keep a sustainable leadership culture, you better make sure that they have the values. And then do they exhibit influence already and where they're at? And so those are some of the things that just come to my mind in regards to those that we're looking for to begin to develop and to begin to hold and to extend and then let them build their own ladder. I think one of the things that you and I see and our incredible facilitator and coach team sees is that there is a lid in organizational culture and leadership around the world. And that is they get the fact that, yeah, I got a title. Yes, I got to connect with my people. Yes, I got to produce. And then there's just a lid right there above level three. And I think what's happening is that organizations' cultures are changing, and they don't have to because there's a lid at level three. And what I mean by that is that leaders aren't being intentional about understanding this ladder principle that John's talking about. And they're not going to that next step of reproducing themselves mm-hmm. as leaders, reproducing leaders inside their organization. And I think the quickest way for you to maintain a leadership culture and the culture of what you want as an organization is to do it internally and do it the right way versus hiring from outside. And so I just want to encourage you as you think about this. There are people on your team. First of all, I want to remember someone held your ladder and someone is still holding your ladder. Value them, appreciate them, let them know that. But then there are people on your team, and it's going to be different. We talk about the fact that you got to lead people how they need to be led, and you need to lead them differently. There are going to be some on your team that you are letting them climb their ladder. There are going to be some that you are holding their ladder, some that you are extending, and then you got to get to the point where you've got to feel comfortable and secure enough as a leader to let them start building their own ladder inside your organization. When you can get to that mindset, you will have level four influence with those that you have the ability to lead.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Chris. And just a reminder, if you want to know more about these five levels of leadership or the 360 leader, the virtual workshops that we're offering, you can find information at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can leave a comment or a question for us there. As always, we're grateful that you'd spend this time with us. And that's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.